2 years ago, I said that Black Friday was on its way to becoming a state of mind and not a day. And now that's completely where things are. And I want to explain how this year's Christmas shopping season is going to play out if you want to stretch your wallet the most. So Black Friday is still a thing. That Friday after Thanksgiving. And that's when you'll still find the incredible deals on third-tier brands, off-brands, and merchandise that is specially shipped in, that is the promotional merchandise, particularly for clothing and accessories, that's brought in just for the Black Friday holiday weekend extravaganza. So, yeah, there are still going to be screaming deals. And on electronics, game machines, TVs, laptops, tablets, cell phones, all those things will still be marquee items as far as phenomenal specials. On Friday in particular, but not as much as in the past, a lot on Thanksgiving Day and to a lesser extent on Saturday and Sunday following Thanksgiving and Black Friday. So there still will be a lot of deals on those 4 days, but nothing like in the past. Because the way we shop and what's best for the retailers has changed how it works and leveled out the sales cycle overall. So the sales are going to start in earnest in about 3 weeks. And I'm not talking about non-sale sales. I'm talking about real sales. And the sales go on from about 3 weeks from now till the 10th of December. And I should verify that. Historically, it's the 10th. I want to look at a calendar right now while I'm talking to you and verify that the 10th is going to be the cutoff day this year for sales. Yeah, this year it'll be the 10th as well. So the 10th will be the end of real bargains, because what happens the last 2 weeks leading up to Christmas, from the 11th through Christmas Eve, is that retailers are heavily selling to people who just aren't into it and are out there shopping because they have to, because, well, they got to go fill out their Christmas list for whoever, and there's no joy in Mudville over doing that. And then there are the people who wait till the last minute because money's short, money's tight, and so they wait to shop till later. But for people that are in a position to take advantage of the deals run for roughly 5.5 weeks, almost 6 weeks. And there's an ebb and flow over that time period from right around Halloween till about the cutoff of the 10th of December. And you just watch the sales. Now, I want to talk about it if money's the issue and that's why you wait to buy till the last minute where the prices have amped up and the selection is skimpy. It's really a great idea if you are going to have to be careful with how you do your Christmas, that you do layaway. If you do layaway plans that are prominent at a number of the discounters, you're able to put something into layaway where you pay a very small deposit to hold an item at the sale price. So you get the sale price, and then you're given a time period, usually in the second week of December, that you have to pull things out of layaway. You have to finish paying off. Layaway is a high labor intensive thing for retailers, but it gets them a lot of sales they might not have gotten otherwise. And so that's why retailers now normally make layaway free. And so it gives you the opportunity to budget and at the same time take advantage of the deals. Amazon shoppers. Amazon has a bad habit of putting things on sale Thanksgiving week that are non-sale sales. They will advertise items on their website as being massive discounts that really aren't at all. Even if you're really addicted to Amazon, I encourage you during Thanksgiving week especially to comparison shop what Amazon is pitching, what they're doing with that to see if it really is a deal or a non-deal deal. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ondemand.